Welcome to The Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. The show is dedicated to keeping you informed, educated, and most importantly, driven to succeed. Everyone at The Daily Drive team hopes you enjoy this show. Welcome to the weekend edition of The Daily Drive. I hope you had a fantastic week. This weekend's edition, we're going to mix up a little bit. We're going to jump into the history piece of it, and I hope you did make history this week. But before that, we're actually going to do what probably could be Feedback Friday, but Friday's episodes are filled with all kinds of great information. So Feedback Friday, the weekend part, that's what we're going to do first. This week, we got some fantastic feedback. First, from the Anchor app, some feedback from Mike.
Hey, quick note. I found I was playing a little bit of the volume game of upping it and lowering it because some of the music you would integrate would all of a sudden be really loud, and I turn it down, and then you get back to talking, and I turn it up a little bit. So I just want to let you know. All right, thanks.
Mike, that is excellent feedback. And yes, you can, as you can tell, we're working on our music beds. And one of the other pieces of feedback we got about our music this week was a message from Michelle. Number one, I told you I was going to get sweaty palms if I heard my name mentioned, and I did. Number two, can I be a backseat daily driver? I think it's distracting to me to hear the music in the background while you're speaking. I like the music at the beginning, and I like the music at the end. But either no music while you're talking, or quieter music while you're talking. Winky smiley face, just my opinion, smiley face. Well, some more great feedback. And I want to reply to both of you about that feedback. We are working on our music beds, and we are going to make some changes to it. I agree. And it really does have to do with where you're listening to our podcast. I found through surveying some folks that are listening to our podcast that if they're listening to the podcast on the speaker of their phone, let's say while they're getting ready in the morning and it's sitting in the bathroom, thanks for bringing me into the bathroom, Brett, but that the music doesn't tend to be that overwhelming. However, if they're listening to this in their car with the speakers and a much greater audio quality, that the music is a little bit overwhelming and that the audio levels definitely need some attention. And so we're going to drop the music in the background behind the whole thing. As you probably can hear from this episode, we faded that entry music out pretty quickly and then left a white background, if you will, during the speaking portions. So fantastic feedback, guys. And anybody, I welcome you to give me feedback. We'd love to get it, and we'd love to apply it to the show, whether it be structure like that type of feedback or whether it be content related. Any type of feedback that you want to provide whatsoever would be fantastic. So let me give you a little bit of an idea how you can get feedback to me. First, you can send me a tweet at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Love for you to follow me on Twitter if you'd like. Also, we have a group on Facebook. It's Facebook.com/groups/Daily Drive. If you belong to that group, you'll get daily reminders of the show being launched, what the subject matter is, and you're invited to talk about the content on the show. And if you provide feedback, I might even mention it here on the show itself. So those are a couple of different ways. The other final way is to go to dailydriveshow.com. And there you can fill out form with feedback, or you can even request to appear on the show, or if you know somebody who we should interview, have them come on the show or go to the website and fill out a form, and we'll inquire as to whether or not we can get them on the show. All that said, we really, really do appreciate all the feedback that you're giving us, and we invite you to give us even more. Okay. Okay, let's get down to the real business of the weekend edition, This Week in Business History. I hope you had a fantastic week. I hope you had a historic week. I hope you made history for yourself. And you joined the ranks of a few other historical moments. Actually, this week in history was a little slow, but there were a couple of notable ones, and my favorite was an attempt by a big brand to reinvent themselves, and it failed. And this week, in 1985, Coca-Cola unveiled the plans to return the old version of Coca-Cola, now christened Classic Coke, back to the market. In the wake of this groundbreaking, company officials quietly conceded that they had erred in halting the distribution of classic version of the drink. However, they refused to admit that releasing New Coke was a mistake. Indeed, even though American consumers reviled it, the company kept New Coke in circulation, albeit in cans and bottles that identified the drink simply as Coke. I'm wondering, in feedback from you guys, did any of you guys like the New Coke? Or was Classic Coke always the best? Was this really a mistake? Or was creating the riled up consumer really part of a bigger plan, which is why Coke never apologized for releasing New Coke? Interestingly enough, too, in 1995, just 10 years later, the Chrysler Corporation opened a car dealership in downtown Hanoi, Vietnam, and 1 week later, they opened another dealership in Ho Chi Minh City, intending to market 200 import vehicles per year through those two dealerships. And that's it for the week in history. I hope you again had a historic week this week, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, drop by dailydriveshow.com. Don't forget, you can listen to us live in Central Florida on WQBQ every day at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without everyone on the Daily Drive Show team, producer Josh Cardoza, web guru Taj Royer, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson.